flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
I want to get into some Christmas tree etiquette here in a moment.
Yes.
You have a text you're snickering
at? Yeah,
no,
it's a good text. Because we're talking about the Four Nations Cup that's coming up. USA, Canada, Sweden, and Finland.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist myself. Not the crazy deep end ones. Don't tie me in with those people. I'm not like those people. In fact, us real conspiracy theorists, like, oh, I don't know, Sasquatch exists, or we haven't been to the moon, get dragged into the weeds with these people that were like, oh, like 9/11. I'm like, no, leave me out of that.
Yeah,
I'm not in that.
I mean, not me landing on the moon is up there, but it's not that far. I agree with
anyway,
you on that.
Anyway, yeah. Somebody texted it into the new text line.
Buzz Aldrin, pop you right in the face over that take.
Yes, talk about a guy who's taking a little...
Good point.
Beef with Coppola's daughter.
Good point.
No, not Coppola. Stanley Kubrick's daughter. So Kubrick's daughter, she blocked me on Twitter, too. So because Kubrick filmed the first moon landing,
uh-huh.
He filmed it, uh-huh. And he even basically told you in The Shining, if you really put the clues together, it's right there in front of you.
Okay.
And
I've not done that, but I will.
But when people reach out to Stanley Kubrick's daughter and say anything about how her dad filmed the moon landing, she gets really hot and bothered. Like, so hot and bothered that you're like,
what are you so angry about?
We're real close.
Right.
We're real close to the truth. So anyway, I can't see her tweets anymore.
But what's the Keyspiracy?
So the text line is now the call-in line. The call-in line is the text line. It says, Keith, but does Finland even exist? That is a conspiracy theory out there that Finland.
Oh, this isn't. Is this one you subscribe to, or is it?
No, I mean, because I've met Tuukka Rask, but
I've never been there. You've been there?
True. No, it has something to do with like the fishing trade. If you really look into it, there's like a long history of people that don't believe Finland even exists.
Okay,
So this is also one of my other favorite conspiracy stories.
Yeah.
So.
Christmas trees. I want to hear all these.
Yeah. Nick, do you remember this?
Must produce a lot of Christmas trees.
Our dear old friend Jason Rossi, who used to produce the show. I remember I was talking to him about different conspiracies like Chupacabra and stuff like that, and like cryptids. And he's like, I don't believe in any of that stuff. And I'm like, you don't believe in any conspiracy theories? He's like, I don't think so. He's like, well, I do believe in lizard people. He's like, they live in like the center of the earth, and they're like, all of our presidents have been lizard people. I'm like, so you believe in that one? It's like, you think I'm crazy about Sasquatch?
That's not even his craziest take.
No, yeah. he has
are lizard people
long list of bad takes.
Lizard people are different than the reptilians?
Yes.
They are. Okay.
Reptilians are a type of
reptilians are aliens. Yeah,
South Box crab people.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good call.
Tall grays, small grays.
Yeah, yeah. You're Nordics.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
No, reptile people are like lizard people are like lizard people. And they're all like presidents and stuff. They run everything.
Right.
And they live in like the center of the earth.
Yeah, I don't really subscribe to any conspiracy theory. Well,
but
I mean, besides the lizard people.
Besides the most crazy one.
Yeah,
besides
yeah,
the craziest one.
Yeah, just that one.
Yeah, well, like, oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I do.
Oh, yeah, so I'm dumb for the other ones. Fine. But yeah, so you have your Christmas tree up. I have my Christmas tree up.
Yeah, so it was a two-day event at the Jones household, but I want to get into your tree. Yeah,
so,
go for it.
I'm kind of bummed out by this, and I'll be honest. I don't love my tree.
Yeah.
So where we put the Christmas tree every year, the ceilings aren't very high. Maybe 8 feet. Like, high enough for me to, like, reach my hand up.
Uh-huh.
But if I go, like, a little tippy-toe, I can touch easily.
Yeah, you can put a Nerf hoop in there, but you're not.
You pop a little shot.
Yeah, but it's a low trajectory.
Can't be a big arc.
It's a Porzingis three.
You got to
Dan Molly.
Yeah.
You got to fire that thing in
there.
Yeah,
real flat.
But so over the years, and it's one of those ones that has like the window kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So like, you know, you can see it from the outside.
Sure.
And normally we have gotten these like barely fit in the house trees, which is a pain in the tuchus to get in there.
Yeah, it's
however,
a nightmare doing it, but you feel good after
it. Do I scratch the ceiling? Of course I do. Do I have to saw some of it off in the house? Of course I do.
Yeah.
Is there like scratching the doors and everything else? Yes.
Yeah. Are there needles
but it looks amazing
for months and months.
You take a few steps back, you're like, wow, that is a big tree in our house.
You pop down a brew dog after that.
A couple.
You've accomplished
something. Two, three.
Yeah.
1 year, actually, it was too big for the stand that we had, and I got it. It was up there fine, went to bed. Hour later, you hear this huge crash, came running out, ornaments broke.
Yeah.
Like, this tree was enormous.
Nice.
Way too big for the house.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, no, Christmas is over. So anyway, so we fixed that. I got a new stand. So then this year we go shop. Well, first of all, there's this. Up the street, there's a guy's, it's like a farm, like a makeshift kind of farm. Not like a full farm, but they have stuff. And
okay.
No, I want to explain the story. Like, they don't grow their own trees, but they bring them in.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 I got it.
But, like,
yeah,
they have other stuff there, and we like them local, and we've supported them the last several years with that. My wife's like, I don't even know if they have trees. Like, maybe give them a call. So I call the guy up. I won't say the name, so I'll fake the name. This is a dead-on impression. You don't know what he sounds like, but you're about to hear
okay.
it. Jones Farms. I'm like, yeah, hey, like, do you guys have any Christmas trees? Not today. Should be in tomorrow. 6 to 7 foot premiums, 7 to 8 foot premiums, balsam fir. I'm like, okay, so you don't have them today?
Yeah.
So anyway, so like,
you don't have any 8 foot premiums?
So this was like Sunday after Thanksgiving. I'm
sold out of 7 foot premiums.
I'm like, you don't have them yet?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. He's like, should be getting the truck tomorrow. I'm like, all right, great. So I call the next day. So we're like, we'll go Monday. I wanted to go Sunday, but we'll go Monday.
Sure.
Call the guy up again. He's like, Jones Farms. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, sir. Just checking in to see if you have any Christmas trees today. He goes, should be getting them tomorrow.
You're like, is this a recording?
I swear to God, I thought it was a recording.
Is this a Kevin McAllister talk boy?
He seriously was like, should be getting them just talk to the guy today.
Credit card
tomorrow.
Well, you got it.
We're home early.
I was like, honestly, sir, I'm like, thank you so much. So I said to my wife, I'm like, I think if I call tomorrow, he's going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
So we go somewhere else. And she's like, we don't really need a huge tree this year. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So anyway, we found one that in person, I'm like, well, it's taller than me. I'm like, that's a good start. Kind of thin.
Oh, no.
I think I could like wrap my arms around it.
Is it sparse?
No. So that's the one thing.
Okay,
it's
good.
Full.
Yeah, you want
full
a full, you want a full
long,
tree.
Jones.
Yeah, good.
It was a 6 to 7 font premium.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So anyway, but here's the problem. I was able to take the tree into the house by myself, set it up by myself, stand it up into the stand by myself. Horrible sign.
And do the stand all by yourself?
I did it all by myself.
Screw it in, or you got like a you got like a foot pedal one?
Yep. Foot pedal.
Yeah, I've heard they got the nice ones. They just like
no,
it's all
screwed
foot.
It in.
Yeah, you did it by yourself.
All by that tells you how not big the tree is.
That's
so my
that's
kids
also tells me a tree might be crooked.
Yeah, that's a well
impossible.
That's a problem.
So anyway, like I'm just like
I was
like,
don't have the greatest eyesight. So
I do not. That is true. So, but it's
if you did all that by yourself, days, that is a problem.
So it's a smaller tree, and I'm just like shaking my head, and my wife's like, "The kids love it. Don't say anything.
Don't say anything."
I'm like, "This tree sucks.
Yeah,
this tree sucks.
Like, don't have anybody come over for Christmas."
I'm like, "I got to go back up to my guy there. Let's get a 8-foot premium."
Hey, he's, look,
I'm a little embarrassed by the tree. It's really full. It looks. I don't have a picture of it. Otherwise, I would. Maybe by the end of the month, we'll have it on the Twitch channel YouTube. But
what you got to do is like an Uncle Jack situation where you kind of get like another tree in front of it, like a bigger tree in front of it for all your pictures.
We have room.
Yeah.
We have room for another tree.
Oh, we can bump in another
one. A picture of a bigger tree.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like a bigger tree superimposed over your tree.
It's pissing me off.
Now you're talking.
How's your tree look?
Well, it looks great.
Okay.
I could not do it by myself. I'm also a weakling.
It's in an 8-foot premium?
But it. It's got to be at least 8 feet. It's very full. Couldn't hug it.
Yeah.
But we had a light issue. We popped out all our lights this year.
Light issue.
And, like, it wasn't just, like, a light here or there. It was, like, a whole, like, half of a strand. It wasn't, like, one that connected to the next one. I kind of thought that was a problem that had been solved.
No, lights still go out, Joe.
But like,
solve everything.
But, like, big stretches like that?
Yeah.
I kind of thought that was a problem that had
been
rectified.
Sometimes. So are you like the little lights?
Yes.
So
cheap is wherever I found them. The cheapest of the cheapies is what we have.
But
yeah.
Sometimes even with those, if you like twist one of them,
you get like
20 of them go back on.
I thought that was a problem from the 80s or like 90s. That's still a thing we're dealing with.
No, the 80s and 90s, those things were so hot. It was amazing that the trees didn't catch on fire.
We rolled them all out. And way to let down your kid. We put the tree up. We roll out all the lights. We're like, we can't decorate this thing. These lights don't work.
Oh, no.
And we're like, we'll get lights tomorrow, Lucas.
You want a candy cane?
Go do some homework. Go do some homework.
Go read a book.
Get more lights tomorrow.
Like, oh.
It wasn't our finest parenting moment.
No, that's tough. But yeah, the tree's up and it... From certain angles, it looks good. If you lay on the floor and look up, the tree looks big in our house. But other than that, you're like, oh, that's a mini tree.
Is Keith less of a man with his weenie tree? You can weigh in on this. So 617.
I can answer that for you.
779. Yes. 7937. All your Christmas tree etiquette. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. Let's get into the Red Sox. Juan Soto updates for you. Red Sox not eliminated yet.
Oh,
that's promising.
How about that?
We'll get into that next.